Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I'm so glad and elated that you stopped by. And for all those that's listening in, the topic I was going to talk about today is scheduled for next week, so I had to put another topic in for today. So please forgive me, but we have an exciting topic for today and for sure one for next week. At this time, we'll go ahead and say a few prayers. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for each and every person that have come on today to hear the Father to listen to the broadcast. Let it be something said that will help someone along this Christian journey to hear the Father. We give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. And if you know anyone would like to listen in on Blog Talk this morning that may not have the number, this is the number you can call and give them, area code 646-716-4389. That'll be their call-in number if they would like to call in and listen. And if anyone would like to participate and be my guest today, please feel free to hit 1 on your keypad. And I will gladly bring you in today on the topic that we are talking about. And today's topic, and that goes for me to this topic, because I know everyone can relate to this topic we'll be talking about today. Why is listening so important? You know, we hear so much, but we are conditioned to listen to so little. Relationships among people are built on the degree to which we listen and the acceptance in our listening. How often throughout the scripture God's people heard him speak but refused to listen, refused to acknowledge what he said, and refused to obey and act upon it. Listen to wise counsel from others. Listen to God's, listen and learn. Then you will be better equipped to know how to live or bombarded with innumerable voices. You know, sometimes you can hear so many voices telling you to do this, do that, do that. But listen to the voice of God. So today our topic is, why is listening so important? You know, some people, when you're trying to convey a message to them, they feel they know more than you are all about what you're fixing to say. You haven't gotten it out of your mouth yet. They are not listening. They have that alligator just moving back and forth. But today, why is listening important? I went over to Proverbs 1:8-9, and you can write these scriptures down and read them at your leisure if you don't have a Bible in front of you. You know, what you learn from them will crown you. What you learn from others to teach you. You know, learn to listen. Help us grow and mature. When we listen and not run that alligator so much, you'll be surprised how much you will learn by just listening. Not all the time that you are right or they are right or wrong, but listen sometime. You will listen and hear so much if you just keep your mouth closed a little while and just listen. That's what they're saying in the scripture. How God was speaking to them, but they wanted to go on and do what they wanted to do. They didn't want to listen to what God was saying. I thank area code 918 for coming on. I had to switch my topic. The topic I was supposed to talk about was scheduled for next week, but we have another exciting topic for today, which is, why is listening so important? You know, over in Proverbs, you say, why didn't I listen? I'm giving you some examples to my teacher. And why didn't I pay attention to those who gave me instruction? You know, listening helped keep us accountable. When you are listening, you'll be accountable. When you are not listening, you have that alligator running, you know. And when you get through with it, they ask you what they said, and you're sitting there looking like you just dropped out of space. You don't know what they were saying. So today our topic and our tag is listening, speak, and acknowledge. You know, I'm staying in Proverbs for a while today. Over in Proverbs 2:1-9, you can read that at your earliest convenience. You know, they will say, my child, listen to me. then you would know how to find the right course of action every time. That means listening is essential to good decision making. Once you listen to what someone is saying, what God is saying to you, you will know what decision to make. But when you run off half-cocked, not listening, you got one or two words and you took off. But you didn't wait to finish the whole sentence. Haven't you been in a company when you start telling someone something? They cut you off at the pass, take over the conversation, don't know what you was listening to say, and just keep butting in. And so you just hush up and let them go on. And then when they get through and you go to saying what you're going to say, what God have given you, they're sitting up there looking like they'll swallow the apple. And you know, you've run into people like that. Over in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 12, it says, "Listen to me, for I have excellent things to tell you." God got a lot of things to tell us. But are we listening? Or are we chatterboxing? Or are we doing everything? He want to put us in that quiet place where he has our full attention, where we can hear what he's saying. But if we're doing a whole lot of other things, we can't hear what the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is saying to us. You know, listening keeps us from being closed-minded. If you listen, you will learn a lot. Don't let that alligator take over. Just listen sometime. You'll be surprised. Over in Job 29, 21 and 23, in those verses you will find they're talking about, "Everyone listen to me and bear you my advice." You know, God wants you and counsel, wise counseling, to listen. He sent you to a wise counselor or mentor. He sent you. I didn't say just the people. God sent you. So that means they have something to say. Listen to them. Don't cut them off. Listen. You don't mean you have to open your mouth every time you hear, but learn to be a good listener. And, you know, listening shows that we respect others. It honors the words of others. There is something different about feeling that you've been listened to. You know, when you finish hearing what the person have to say, you can go through in your mind and say, "Well, you know, what he or she said, that was so true. Or they gave me scriptures to go to, so I wrote them down while they were speaking." And, you know, and I'm staying in Proverbs for a little while because Proverbs had so much on this topic today. You know, Proverbs 21 and 13 says, "Those who shut their ears to the cry of the poor will be ignorant in their own time of need." My, when you heard that, listening is more than hearing. It's a connecting with others. It helps us know where they are coming from when we are listening. And if anybody would like to come on Blog Talk, just hit one on your keypad and I will gladly bring you in because you may have something to say. I can listen while you speak. So that goes to it. Why is listening so important? Because I may learn something that you may have that will help me today because I don't know it all. That's why I like to be a good listener, which is so important. And when you think about it, how do we really listen? You know, listening involves asking questions. That's right. Open Genesis 44 and verse 15. What was you trying to do, Joseph demanded in that verse. Joseph wanted to learn to listen to how his brothers answered his questions because their answer would reveal whether their heart had changed. You know the story about Joseph. You know what his brothers did to him. And here, over in Genesis 44 and 15, he was asking the question to hear that what his brothers and them was going to say. And in verse 15, the proverb is said in 32, "If you listen to correction, you grow in understanding." You know, listening involves an openness to advice. And I just say, I don't have it all. I'm learning every day. So when someone is talking, I'm quiet. I'm listening. Because it may be something that they're saying that's going to help me along the way. Maybe for today, it may be for tomorrow. But you know, a good listener, and you can go back and say, you know what? I read in the scripture, or Mr. So-and-so, or Miss So-and-so said, the Bible even said, a child can lead you. That's if you're listening, because that child might have saw a wreck. I'm just using this example. May have saw a wreck at the next corner. And that child could say, ma'am, sir, why don't you go down the opposite way because it's a bad wreck down there. Because he or she is a child, you won't listen to them because you figure they don't know what they're talking about. But you don't know who God has put in your pathway to give you some instruction, to help you along this Christian journey. You know, and I thought about it over in Proverbs 15 and 28 when I read that verse. The godly think before speaking. You know, when you're listening to what God say, you're going to listen. You're going to just open up that alligator real quick and blurt out something. Just like if you were in a classroom. The teacher asks the question. You may know the answer. But let it sink in first. Before she get it out of her mouth, you done already blotted out something, and you don't know which way she might be coming with that question. Might be total different. With two or three words, might be total different than what you thought she was listening to say. And that's so important, Abilene, why listening is so important. You know, I read over in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse, that said, as Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and everything Samuel said was wise and helpful. Even over in 1 Kings 10 and 24, people from every nation came to visit him and to hear the wisdom God had given him. Now, you will never know the wisdom that God have on somebody's life if you don't listen. God may have given that person to call you. I'm going to just use this as an example this morning for a message that he have given to you or to him to convey. But you're so used to doing things the way you want to do it or hear the things the way you want to hear it that you've gotten out of sync on what God is saying. God is trying to give you a message on something you've been praying about. It could be a long time. It could be a short time. But just because you thought that person who brought the message might not be legit, you don't want to listen to it. I've seen so many people do that. And I always tell people, don't judge the book by its cover. Open up that book and read what thus said the Lord. And you'll be surprised. Once you start reading, just like the Holy Word, don't combat or beg nobody about the Bible. Read it for yourself. Let them read it. And God will interpret it to them exactly what he meant for them to hear or to read or see for themselves. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to be obedient and be of good cheer. Listen. And when I went to Genesis 31, 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 6, you can read that at your leisure. I thought about what are some things we should listen to. Over in Genesis, the beginning of the Bible, here Adam and Eve, the fruit looked so fresh and delicious, so she ate some. We read, you know, where the enemy tempted her. But here, God had told Adam, and I'm pretty sure he told Eve. And if he didn't, he was at fault. God said, do not fool with that tree. He heard God. He was listening to God. But here come Eve, here come old Satan, the serpent. Oh, you can eat of that fruit. You can do this here. But see, she was not listening to what Adam said, what God said had told Adam. So that's how we make such bad, poor choices and mistakes. We are not doing what God have called for us to do. So we as men and women of God, it's got have to be good listeners. We have to know that we know what the Lord is saying to us. Now, if somebody don't want to go with what we say, just say, okay, I'm just conveying what God said, if God gave it to you. But now don't say the Holy Spirit gave it to you if the Holy Spirit didn't give it to you now. Make sure that you're hearing from the Holy Spirit and that you're giving them right information, because you don't want to go around giving nobody the wrong information. That's why I'm giving you scriptures where you can go and read it for yourself on what God is saying in the scriptures on why we should listen. And, you know, don't let us yield to temptation. You know, temptation is good. That's what Eve did, temptation. That fruit tempted her. Well, why can't I eat this? We've had everything in the garden but this here. See, it was a lack of communication somewhere. Someone wasn't listening. Someone wasn't passing on what should have been passed on. And so when you think about what God wants us to do, you would know without a shadow of a doubt when God is speaking. That's why we can't keep our mind and everything so focused and combated that we can't hear what he is saying. Excuse me. So today, stop paying attention to what God is saying. Start listening to some mentors or someone he may have sent your way. Just because you didn't see it that way don't mean it's not that way. It's a lot of things we do. We think we got it together. We got it all right. But that don't mean we do. And over in Leviticus 19:16, it say, this I'm still talking about listening now. Do not spread slanderous gospel among your people. Gossip. You know, a lot of people like to listen to gospel. But when it's something that's beneficial, they don't pass that on. Something that's good that will help you, but they'll call and tell you a lie or something they heard. They wasn't there to see it or hear it firsthand for themselves, but they're going to go by what three and four other people done told them, and that conversation have changed before it got to you. And when they get back to the original person that told it, it's nothing like they done passed it on because they wasn't listening. They just took off running with it. Even in Mark 13:21-23, you can read that at your convenience. It was saying, and then if anyone tells you, look here, it's the Messiah, or there he is, don't pay any attention. Here they're talking about false teaching. They're not listening. They're going off doing what they want to do. And I'm back over to Proverbs 12:18. Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. Insult off color story. You have to be watchful and listen when people are saying things. Because all the time, everybody's not right all the time. Everybody's not wrong all the time. But if you listen to what the Lord is saying in your spirit, in the Holy Spirit, just not no any spirit, but in the Holy Spirit, you will hear why it is so important to listen. And for those that go around lying, don't listen to every lie and gossip and slander that you hear. You know, some people do things to flatter themselves, to make themselves look big. But you must think about, let me listen, because that don't even sound right. And most of all, this should be your first priority in your life. Why should we listen to God? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked me that. You need to listen closely to everything he is saying. And for sure, obey. Be careful to obey what he tells you to do. Then all will go well with you. And over in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I know it's a familiar passage, and the 13th verse, it says, if you listen to these commandments of the Lord your God and carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will always have the upper hand. That means listening opens up the pipeline to God's blessing. For only when we listen do we know what to do to receive them. You got to listen. You know, I tell people in the course of a day, Don't let that alligator run off. Just listen. Even when you're looking at the news, you know, we know the media has to get the news out. But sometimes when you're listening to the news, you will hear one thing on one channel, they saying, then you turn to another channel about the same incident, you hear something totally different. And by the end of that evening, you done heard three or four different things about that one incident. So who are you to believe? Who are you listening to? I'm trying to show you how quick, if you're running and people get to talking, are you really listening? Well, you say, well, this morning at 7, they say this. At 12, they say this. Then at 6, they say this. Well, which one? I was listening, but I need to know the full context. Which one is right? You were listening. You maybe noted down some things in your mind that you heard, but you done heard that same thing all through the day. I'm just using that example. And everybody done switched the thing around. And you start saying, wait a minute, I know this morning I heard it was this. Now I done heard four more scenarios of this same thing. So which one was right? That means you was listening. You was picking up on the little fine print or the little things that you heard. That's why it's so important to listen. And, you know, we are conditioned to listen to so little because everybody want to get their word in. Nobody want to listen to somebody else because they figured they got it all. But God said, no, listen and learn. The more you listen, the more you learn. Then you will be better equipped to know how to live when you are bombarded with new and emergable voices. You know, some people, you say, I heard this voice and I heard that voice. But did you hear the voice of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, whatever one you want to use? But was you really listening? Or was you watching TV? You was on the Internet? You was talking to somebody at the door? And when they left, you didn't have no concept. Just like in church. People go to church every week. And if three, four of them, when they come back, you ask them, what did the pastor preach about? What was his text? Where did he come from? What were some of the high points? Don't you know? Oh, girl, the choir showed this. They done went off. They done heard. They ain't couldn't tell you not one scripture he read. Half of the time, they can't even tell you the title that he gave because they was not listening. They was playing on their cell phone. They was listening to their neighbor or passing notes to one another. Got their mind on somebody way across the church. But God had gave a message for them, but they ignored it. You know, listening to God make us wise. We listen, too, but we can be happy if we follow God's way. You know, listening to God bring lasting happiness. And listening, you know, created you and care for you since before you were born by listening. Listening to God allow him to care for us as he would like. That's right, listening to God. And in Isaiah 48 and 12, it says, listen to me, I alone am God, the first and the last. And Hosea 14 and 9 says, let those who are wise understand these things. Let those who are discerning listeners be careful. The path of the Lord are true and right. Righteousness, people live by walking in them. When we listen to God, because he is the source of all wisdom and knowledge. And I know you said, with all of that, well, how do I listen to God? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. You can be sure of this. The Lord will answer when I call to him. That's in Psalm 4 and 3. And Psalm 5 and 3 says, each morning I bring my request and wait patiently, expecting, through prayer. That means you come to God, you start your day off with prayer. If you don't, you should. And he will speak to you throughout the day. Be silent and know that I am God. Being quiet helps us hear God's voice. Why is listening so important? And, you know, these are some of the consequences of not listening to God. Over in Exodus 16 and 20, it says, But, of course, some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning. By then, it was full of maggots and had a terrible smell, talking about the food. And Moses was very angry with them for manna from on high. You know, if you do not listen to me or obey my command, you will suffer from it. That means when you not listen to what God tell you to do and you wonder why all these things are coming upon you, you was being disobedient. You wasn't even listening. And for my last scripture I had in Hebrews 2:1, it says, so we must listen very careful to the truth we hear, or we may drift away from it. Here, breaking it down, I feel God seek to keep us away from sin and trouble. And that is best accomplished when we listen to his voice and obey his command. You know, when we refuse to do that, it is like shutting down our spiritual immune system. When we lose touch with God, we lose touch with the one who gave us the immunity to understand and withstand the onslaught of sin. Now, I'm going to leave you with three things today as we leave our program today, because we only did 30 minutes today. Not listening to evil advice brings great reward. You'll find that in Psalms 1:1. Listening to God brings wisdom. You'll find that in Proverbs 1:23. And my last scripture say from Luke 11:28, if you listen to God's word and apply it, you will receive a blessing. I'll say that again. If you listen to God's word and apply it, you will receive a blessing from God. So today, I have given you scripture. Why is it important to listen? So important to listen. Don't use that alligator all the time. Keep that alligator closed and just listen. You'll be surprised by listening what you will hear. So until next week when we are come with that topic, we'll be on 45 minutes to an hour next week with that topic I just knew I had for today, but I put my wrong date by the month switching up. So next week we'll be talking about, so tell everyone to come. Because we want to know someone, I'm listening. Somebody else may be able to tell me something that I didn't pick up. Do you know your level and the dimension in the spirit realm? A lot of people say they can do this and that, but do you yourself know what your level is God have given to you? So until next week, be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And if I had the hands of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you. And the tentacles, I would tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, be blessed. I thank everyone that listened in today and everyone that came to the line and stayed on the line at a short notice for a different topic. So please, why is listening so important? Remember that the next time you open that alligator and someone is talking and you haven't finished hearing what they're saying, learn to be a good listener. And until next week, this is Overseer Sadie Elliott. Bye-bye, and God bless you.